This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Scaling up to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Whoa. Hi, hello, bonjour, hi. I mean, you are here for a true snatch summit, the summiting of all the snatchiest gays, because today you are watching or listening to Drag Her, the one and only's RuPaul Drag Race recap podcast, the only one available to you in the whole world. So excited to be talking Canada versus the world. We're covering two eps today so we can kind of catch up, and very excited. Let's just get into it. If you like what you're listening to or watching, go ahead and send me a coin at Mono Agapian. And if you like my lovely co-host, send them a coin at OZZYMO. That's Ozzymo on Venmo. Let's get her in here so we can start fighting. Let me find her. Here she is. Oh my God. I can't handle it. I think she's coming. Oh! He's a freaking genius.
That clip was really not gaggy anymore. Because when you realize who she's calling a genius.
Oops. Yikes.
Oops.
Hey, Gerb.
Hi, haircut.
Oh my God. It's actually just I cleaned my hair. It really is.
What does that mean, you cleaned your hair?
I like shampooed and conditioned it, so it looks different.
How often do you wash your hair?
Once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah. Is that high or low for you?
It's pretty low. I do it every other day.
I don't think you should be, diva. With hair like ours.
I know, with hair. I know. I wash my hair every other day, but I don't put shampoo. I put it like maybe twice a week. I don't know.
I think you should go to once a week.
Things. Yeah. Once a week, it feels like not enough though.
I don't know. That's just what I heard with curlied and textured hair. It's like less can be good. See, okay. Someone in the comments says, Oz, you can't. Okay.
Okay, great. This is good. Okay.
We need some hair experts. Chime in. I don't know. I'm making it up. Someone told me once a week and my lazy ass was like, perfect.
Great. So. I mean, here's the thing though. Our hair looks great and fine. Okay. Maybe no. Okay. People are saying no once a week.
Okay.
Sweat on. Okay. But I do exercise pretty frequently. So I do.
Baby, reaching into the chip bag. Reaching into the chip bag is not exercise, honey.
Not according to Silky Nutmeg Ganache's lip sync against Eureka. That's exercise.
Fuck. Well, we're gonna get more silky today. I'm very excited. Okay, girl, we are so excited. We have two episodes to talk about, so let's dive all the way into Canada versus the world. That second episode.
Somebody DM'd me the other day, and they were like, "They're like, are you guys going to talk about Down Under at all?
What do you mean? What part of Down Under? You mean Italia?
I mean Italia.
Okay,
girl,
diva. I haven't seen a stitch of it, unfortunately.
You've been slacking.
I've been slacking.
You had better things to do.
Yeah,
interesting.
To do like not washing
consuming drag
my hair.
Content. Yeah.
I just didn't. I just, yeah. I think, you know, when you're talking about a season and no one else is talking about it, it can get really tiring. Is it tea?
Tea Vodka? What you say? Ooh, what you say?
I'm the only man. Well.
So, okay, do we care about, what do you have to say about Italia? Say what you want. I don't care.
I think it's a better season than the first season of Italia. Okay, I think some of these queens are really fun. The winner is already just telegraphed to you right away.
Easy.
So it's not going to be shocking. It's not even going to be a close race, I don't think.
I will say this season of Canada vs. the World would be better with a Norma Jean.
You are the only ones talking about drag. Lol.
That part.
Thank you. La Diamond is, I think, the only winner. Anyway, it's not bad. It's not bad.
I don't know even what that comment means, but it's very funny. I'd watch it if Italians were real. I don't get it. I live.
Nikki. Starting so, drama.
Drama. So, okay, let's...
Okay, let's talk about Canada versus the world.
We have so much to talk about because there's some really good things that come up in this Snatch Game episode. Not the Snatch Game. Jesus Christ, the Snatch Game was horrible.
Wait, you didn't like that? You didn't think that was prime?
No, ma'am.
You didn't think that was worthy for All-Stars?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Oh, my God. Interesting. Where stars? Listen, we...
There's a thing. The thing is, like, not a lot of the... They're not funny girls, the cast of Canada versus the World.
They sure aren't.
They're not funny girls. And it brings this question of like, well, what do these girls do well? Quickly.
I mean, it is funny that Rita Baga's like the comedy queen here.
Blink, 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 blink.
I can't wait till she sends her home. I was... Brooke, I can't... I was ready for Rita to go. I was very ready.
Are you done with Rita? Are you done with Miss Baga?
Yeah. I was a little more charmed with Anita. As weird as Anita is, I was more charmed.
I was very charmed. I did not want Anita to go. Honestly.
I know.
I liked her in Down Under. One of the very few I liked.
I know.
Early.
That first Snatch Game, she was actually funny.
She won it.
Yeah,
she was
of course.
The only one that was funny.
I don't know why she had a hard time with this one. I don't know.
Girl. Bad Adele, though.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Electric
it wasn't
chair.
It. It was kind chair, of a honey. single joke.
Was
moment.
That wig wet? Was it dry? Was the problem? Anita's wig stories are. We need to talk about that for a second.
I mean, but are they're just as scary as Rita's wig stories?
I mean, they're not as like flat and dry and plop and go as Anita's. It's sort of
Anita's,
like what.
Yeah. I mean,
girl,
yeah.
That Anita's wig, that Adele wig. Girl, what?
Anita's main problem, yeah, was the look. I think she's really funny and fun. I think she just, yeah, needed more expensive shit.
That part. Okay, Matt Green really laid it down. If Anita did Adele in Bantu knots, that would have been iconic. Absolutely, that picture of her in the... In the Jamaican carnival.
No. No.
Absolutely. That's the
move. No.
That's the...
we really need... Do you really want to challenge the Australians to be more insensitive? Is that what you're saying? Don't do it. Don't do it, Avi.
She's not Australian. She's from New Zealand.
Sure.
shit. Okay, bitch. Wow.
So, okay, let's a hot couple things. We need to talk about the fish conversation right now.
Okay.
How do you feel about Victoria bringing up this thing of like, you said fishy. That's triggering
to Stephanie. To Stephanie Prince.
To Stephanie. She's like, I think it's pretty misogynistic. I guess my initial opinion is like, yeah, that's fair.
Like, it's very fair. I mean, it's not new. It's not a new topic in the drag world, you know.
Right.
A lot of bio queens, AFAB queens have, you know, contested that term. It is problematic for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in Dragula season 3,
Hallows Eve?
Hallows Eve mentioned it too. But I think Victoria said it in a way that was like very direct and very clear and sort of just like correct, you know?
I agree.
It is such a commonly used word in the drag vernacular.
Yeah.
Do you think that term is problematic?
I just do want to say this.
Why are you laughing?
You don't have the vernacular that you think you possess.
Oh, fuck you.
Someone lied to you.
You shut up. You're so corny.
That's all. I can't hear vernacular and then not think about the HBIC.
Like a fucking gay ass computer. Okay.
So I think it's completely fair. I think it's a good thing to be called out on. And yes, you know, sometimes we just use words. We're not thinking about the meaning underneath them. And yes, as a queer person, it's fun to use queer terminology and it's fun to pop off, but it's okay to like really zoom in on a certain word that is triggering and hurtful to women and like get rid of it. There's so many words. Get rid of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to me. Stephanie Prince was like, yeah, I'm trying to reclaim the word. Which is, I mean, it's like, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen. And also, like, for someone to reclaim something, you have to sort of have it.
You have to be that.
Does not.
It has to be a part of you to reclaim it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't exactly, maybe Stephanie's on a journey of expression.
Maybe. But she tried to tie it with her, like, Filipino roots, which I was like, no, what? No. You know what I
she said, I can't be misogynistic. I'm Filipino. I can't be misogynistic.
Yeah, it's that thing. Yeah.
What? What'd you like?
The weird thing that it sort of rubbed me the wrong way is at the very end of that discussion, Vanity Milan was like, you know what? We're not going to say the word fish because there's somebody here that has a problem with it. Like, I don't like that. That felt very sort of like...
Like pointed? Like, it's like... It's just like you. It's yeah, like not it's sort learning of like, from it. It's
yeah,
like
we're
you.
Not learning from it. And it's like, we're going to be on our best behaviors because someone has a problem with it.
Yes. Okay.
Poopy!
Poopy!
Poopy
Poison is doing really good on this season, Betsy.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Fair.
I wasn't crazy about it. I was just like, oh man, we can't just like, learn from this or like be like, oh, I've never heard this argument before. Thank you, Victoria, for bringing it to our attention. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
All you have to do is say yes.
I gotta say, like, there's been like, what, 5 billion seasons of Drag Race. I think we've never had a perspective like Victoria. And she's been doing a lot of teaching to these kids. People are just taking her for granted.
Does she
have long in this competition?
Oh,
I don't think so.
Really? I think she could go far.
I don't know. I'm nervous someone's going to just bump her off if she slips one.
I mean,
time.
I'll say the editing of this season, though, is pretty transparent. Like, literally in the start of the episode, they cut to Victoria being like, I've got to prove myself. I was like, okay, so she's in the top two this week. Like, the
absolutely.
Editing is not
absolutely.
Clever.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not
it
real clever.
So what?
It's not Rue clever.
When has Rue ever been clever?
Oh, but you really want to fight. Okay. Okay, that's it. Editing, what were you going
to
say?
First of all, I just have to say, thank y'all for being in the chat and being so responsive and like...
It's fun.
Having a chat because... You know, it's Saturday morning, you know, everyone's like hungover or still drunk, maybe according to, look at Mono. It just like makes me so happy to have everybody just like here.
That's right. I have to drink to deal with you. You made me do it.
You're welcome.
You made me do it.
You're welcome.
thank you for being here. I love it. What else do you want to say about the Snatch Game? Did you love the Donatella Versace?
Yes, I did. I think, you know, Isis, well, first of all, if we want to talk about the Snatch Game episode, Isis ate and she's full. I mean, that was her episode.
I thought
she
did well.
Has got it. Still.
I mean, they literally took the win away from her in the next episode just because she's doing too well. So, we'll get there. Okay, wait. Mm-hmm. Silky's Lizzo. Okay, not great.
It's just Silky. That's the thing. People forget, she won her Snatch Game season with T.S. Madison. But girl,
she was very lucky to win that
season. That was Silky. That was Silky. That was T.S. Madison.
Yeah, she won by default, mama. That picture right there, you took it by default. yeah, it was, she won out of a bad bunch for sure. Yes, there was no characterization of Lizzo. It was just Silky.
It was Silky. It was Silky, and it was Silky rambling, which she was lucky she wasn't in the bottom two.
Woof. Luckily, some people did worse. We have Raja's Big Frida.
Amazing.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, really funny. In terms of like, was that a, was that Big Frida?
Sure.
But Raja was just very funny. And she was very funny in the improvised bits, not the planning bits. See, that's what's really good. A really good Snatch Game player will really cinch it in the improv bits, in the interaction between the other contestants.
Yeah.
That's how you win Snatch Game.
Yeah, 100%. She, yeah, like the baby, like that moment was, she was having fun. She was interacting. She was making eye contact with Brooklyn.
See,
which,
the thing is, the difference in this episode is like, the ones who did well versus the ones who didn't do well were the queens that were nervous, did not do well. And the queens were, that were having fun annihilated that challenge.
A lot of people think Loud is funny. That's hard. You? Like Stephanie. Oh. I have in the past said loud, short, quick. It can be a good way to punctuate a joke.
If anyone's seen Mono perform on stage.
What? What about it?
That's how you play.
Loud?
Loud. Annoying. Not maybe funny.
I can't help if I got a song in me. I can't help.
It's off key, girl. It's been off key for a minute.
Find the note, girl.
Hold on.
I got the note. Ready? Hold on. Let me hit the note. I'm going out tonight.
Stop.
Spizzings up a little bit. I'm going out tonight. I'm going to be losing my mind. Will the DJ hit the melody to hit me high?
What's the song that Monet sang in All Stars that was so off-key?
Stranger! Undercover!
When you don't let you under.
There you go. People hating Undercover. Oh my God.
People hating Undercover? What is that lyric?
Oh, hiding? Hiding? People hiding Undercover?
People hiding Undercover?
There's some contesting.
What are
the
lyrics
to
that song?
People hiding Undercover. Well, let's
Listen, I got a trick up my sleeve. That's iconic. That's, you can't touch that.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfection.
Yeah, that one is great. So okay, let's talk about the Cardi B. Why, like, another cursed choice in Snatch Game?
No,
why?
She looked good. She looked good.
Sure,
she looked good.
She did, but you just know. I just knew she wasn't gonna do good in this, which really broke my heart.
No.
Yeah,
she didn't make it in her season for Snatch Game, right?
I don't believe so.
No. So this is, it's like, if this is your first time doing Snatch on an All-Star season, you're already at a huge disadvantage, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I would even add, you know who didn't kill it was Victoria Scone. She didn't really kill it.
Yeah, she didn't do much.
No.
She kind of
sat back. So it's like, if you do it for the first time, it's tough. It's very, 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 very tough.
Yeah. This Snatch Summit thing didn't like really bring anything that I lived for. I wasn't new. I didn't care about that.
Wait, say that again?
Like the Snatch Summit format, I don't think really added anything. I don't know why
it makes no sense. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they were trying to do a Canadian thing.
Yeah, but I think I will say the winners won out of a bad bunch. Unfortunately, Vanity Milan's Spice was pretty whatever.
I mean, listen, it was whatever, but she had, I think she had the funniest moment. She had one of two of the funniest moments. The first
you
one
think?
being ISIS calling Brooklyn a pelican. Funny. Very funny. Very funny.
Yeah, ISIS called her a pelican.
Hysterical and
so
fucking random as hell.
So wait, what does that have to do with Vanity?
And I would say the second funniest moment in that Snatch Game was when she was saying the name of her kid. And Brooklyn was like, what's the nickname? And she just said, Clot. And it's about the delivery, because the delivery really fucking sold it. I thought it was brilliant.
Okay. You're saying it was that weird thing where, like, she kind of had nothing, but she did it in just a way where it was funny.
So matter of fact.
That's funny.
Quick, and with the quickness, too. It's the speed of it all that was
funny. Well, that's why improv is so fun. It's like, your gut is funnier than your brain. And so she, like, didn't get a perfect answer from her brain. She just went with something from her gut. And those are always
magical, magical moments.
Magical moments.
Plot. Just so, like, duh.
Duh. Rita's a French person. I don't have time to talk about that. Trudeau's here. That's cute.
Very cool.
Love. Yeah. I'd roll around in the sheets. Why not?
Girl, he did brown face.
Oh, I forgot.
Girl, what are you doing? What are you doing?
That is funny. What if someone
Love yourself.
What if someone asked him to his face?
I would bet somewhere in the cutting room floor, Silky asked that question.
Wow.
And he just left the room and they just cut it up.
Like that Project Runway moment where the person's like, did you
not even dinner with the Kushners? I would say, honestly, like, I stopped watching Project Runway after, I don't know, it moved out of Lifetime.
Yeah.
But holy shit, that moment was so,
so
iconic.
Good. And it all the iconic. People going, like, the people in the back room going, no, no.
I know, it was so beautiful. Oh, I love it. It was so perfect.
I love it. Hell yeah.
Petty ass bitch. Ooh. We need more petty ass bitches in fucking reality TV. We only need them.
Agreed. Agreed. Oh. I mean, for the right reasons. Okay, let's quickly chirp
I want them
and burp.
On a shirt.
We're going to quickly chirp and burp these celestial body moments. So first we got Silky giving a space dragon. I sure did love this.
It was cute. It was really cool. It felt very like character from The Wiz, you know?
Yes, it's weird.
It didn't really make sense. Like a space dragon, what the hell? Even like somebody trying to throw her a bone, being like, "Oh, that's Draco, the dragon constellation."
And she was like,
"Sure." I was like, "Okay,
right."
Oh, people ain't liking this look. They're saying burp, honey.
Oh, I loved it.
I didn't get it. Okay,
I was weird and good and funny and different, and I like that she's trying weird new shit. And it reminded me of on her season when she like almost painted her mug in a weird new way. And then she was like, let me go wash this off.
Yeah.
Now she's doing it. Mm-hmm. Now she's trying shit.
But first, I feel like taking a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Bring back my break.
Yeah.
Raja.
This is a burp or a chirp for you?
It's a chirp.
Yeah, me too. I think it's cool. It's very subtle. It's a subtle look. It's not like an extravagant wild look, but yeah. The body is, oh my God, her body is perfect.
It's cute. And the Joey J hair, it works.
How dare you? Joey J did not invent short hair, okay?
J-O-E.
He invented homosexuality.
J-O-E-Y-G-A-Y.
G-A-Y, Joey Gay?
Joey Gay.
You misspelled his name, bitch. Rude. Someone tag Joey J in this.
Tag her. She's too busy getting pumped at the waterworks. She's not on live. Okay, what do you think about Anita? You don't think she's at the Steamworks getting pumped?
Ooh, what you say?
Not lottery. Okay, this is a great look from Anita, actually.
It's cute. Sure. It's camp. It's very Anita Wiglet. This is Down Under Australia. Drag.
Yeah.
Very Priscilla Queen of the Desert, but like giving you Voyage to the Moon. Giving you, you know what it's giving you? It's giving you Carly Rae Jepsen, The Loneliest Time music video.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. That's podcast kill the video star. Rita Baga. Okay, this was good. This was good.
This was good. This was good. This was good.
This was good. This was great. Big chirp, beautiful.
Great makeup, great hair.
Yes, which is not always a thing you can say about
her. Not very Rita Baga, I will say, but like,
yeah.
Love this elevated.
Really good.
Conglomeration. Girl, what the fuck is in your background? What robot parts are in the background? What the fuck is that?
It's a fucking headset. Why are you squirting
You built in a sex robot or something back there?
You're so stupid. baby. Maybe you're projecting.
Not crotch in the right place, that part.
What?
That part.
What, this?
Gibbet? No, with Rita Baga. Crotch in the right place.
Oh, crotch in the right place. Good for her. Stephanie Prince, she's chirps. Come on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Her looks
she's
are
chirps.
Flawless. Yeah, absolutely. Incredible.
Yeah, that was good. Benedy Milan. Okay.
Uh-oh, you want to speak to the manager?
It's okay. It's completely okay.
It's
a little strange.
I sort of don't get it. It's like it's giving like Power Ranger.
It is.
Villain fantasy, but like, yeah. Is it celestial bodies? No. Also, she mentioned she paid a lot of money for it. I was like, you did?
I'll burp
you
it.
Did?
Yeah, that's always a bummer.
It's a burp. I'm going to burp it.
Remember when Ginger Minj was wearing like the ugliest pageant dress in the world and she was like, this cost $5,000. And all the girls go,
$5,000? You ripping me off.
You're actually getting a very, very good deal. My dresses need to be worn fresh. Whatever your heart desires.
So stupid.
This is a
burp. If y'all ain't seen the Bread Short film on YouTube,
come
on, you missing out.
Come on. Okay, Victoria Scone, very good. Very gorgeous.
Amazing. Amazing. I get the reference. I get the historical reference too. It's like rings. A very 20s sort of ode to, it's like a Frank L. Baum, like, you know, Wizards of Wizard of Oz
reference.
Sort of. What? I'm just saying. It just felt very Art Deco aesthetic. It was cute.
Not someone in the chat. Money can't buy you class. Money can't buy you class. Elegance is earned.
Oh, she knows the words. Oh, she knows the words.
This is an absolute chirp. Okay, ISIS is giving us another.
It's just rude.
It's rude.
Disrespectful.
I also saw an Instagram picture where it was attached to her face, and I kind of loved it even more. Where she like kept it on her face. Right. I kind of wish she did that.
Oh, the lighting. It is so amazing.
Yeah.
It's
weird. It's scary. It's gorgeous. It's sick. It's twisted. It's,
the headpiece does look like it was built by on a Kinex set.
It
However.
It, but it works for me. Stunning. I think it is it's Kinex. Stunning.
I mean, someone built, a six-year-old built it, but it's still unbelievable.
Unbelievable, gorgeous.
Unbelievable.
Can we go ahead and talk about the top two lip sync of Skater Boy?
Oh my God.
Skater Boy?
Is it? Were you living your life? Did you get your life?
I did not get my life. I was on life support though. Okay. I was curious to see what happens when Drag Race is given a song like this.
Exactly. I mean, people were living for the song and they were like, I love this lip sync because the song was great. But I'm like, I'm not attached to the song.
Right.
So to me, it felt like, okay. Also, like, yes, they both turned it out. But to me, it felt so incongruous with Isis's makeup and her look felt so like, yeah, it felt like very Uncanny Valley to me.
Yeah. And I don't think Raja was having fun.
No. Before Raja, she keeps getting sent these weird ass songs.
Yes, remember when she did Boom Clap?
Girl. Who was gonna turn out that
Cameron
song?
Michaels was humiliated. She was humiliated. Winning that lip sync humiliated her. So yeah, that was whatever. I agree. Isis won though. So
yeah, she did. Yeah, she it's did. Weird because it's just like they're doing all Canadian artists, which is great. But how many Avril Lavigne's, how many Alanis?
Oh.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Can I start?
Wow. Can I even start?
Go on.
Oh,
go
wow,
ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Anyway, as
baby,
I was saying.
Baby, don't be shaken so easily, okay? Jealousy's a killer in this industry, okay? And I need you to know that.
You fucking stupid bitch.
You would with your sex robots. Baby, just because you want a sex robot in your house doesn't mean it's in mine.
You are literally building something. Something's up.
Baby, I'm building a mystery. If that's the only thing I'm building over here.
Speaking of Canadian artists, I will.
Is she Canadian?
Sarah McLachlan? You
idiot. I don't know.
Yeah, she is.
I don't know. I'm not a McLachlan stan like you, baby.
That's rude. And that's actually anti-feminist. And because she started Lilith Fair. So you're problematic.
That's Victoria Scott's new thing.
The hashtag cancel mono is still trending. Let us all use hashtag cancel mono.
Fuck. So
Nickelback for the finale. Ew.
Ew.
They just might.
Girl, you never know. So next, let's go ahead and get into this weather ball.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Stephanie went home. God bless.
Was her time to go. It was her time, unfortunately.
It was Stephanie versus Anita. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made the right decision.
Yeah, no big moves.
They both picked Stephanie.
No big moves yet this season. I don't even know if we're gonna.
Listen, the wrath that Pangina incurred on the contestants left an impact for any future All-Stars to pull any stunts like that.
I think that sucks. I think it's good TV when crazy shit happens.
Which is interesting because I thought, and maybe y'all are going to hate me for this and you're going to come for me, but I thought it was Jimbo's time to go when Pangina eliminated Jimbo. I don't think Pangina did anything wrong by eliminating Jimbo.
No, I mean,
and
I
I'm a big fan of getting rid of strong competition.
Well, it's,
I mean,
it's
did
the
I hate
show.
That Regina was eliminated? Yeah,
yes.
But that's part of the show.
I mean,
did
look,
I hate that Blue Hydrangea won because of it? Yeah, I really hate that.
Oh my god, it's Blue and Mama Ru. It's a UK versus the world.
And that's and they were like, and that's a wrap on Blue. Thank you.
Yeah, it was, I do, it was gutting, but it was TV. Like, I think maybe that season was harder because we lost two of our favorites from the season. Like,
I'm just saying, I would have been very happy with Mohart winning the whole thing. I would have been very happy and it would have been justified, but
I want to know if Mo recorded it. Like, did Mo record and Blue record?
I don't know. I feel like if Mo recorded, they would have been like, yeah, we want this track more than Blue's track.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
It just feels so... Why was
why
it?
Didn't, why didn't they call
why didn't Mo,
Mo
win? Why didn't Mo win?
Mo
she did
is...
well on that lip sync. Like, she ate throughout the competition. I thought she was a silent killer.
She was so good.
She
and
was
her
great.
Looks never failed.
I mean, I would love
dress.
To know anyone on this chat. I'm just very curious. People in the chat, let me know if you are Blue Hydrangea. If you think Blue Hydrangea was the deserved winner of UK
Ooh,
versus the world,
wow.
please let us know. Maybe,
Don't,
you know,
you
maybe
are.
I'm being problematic. Maybe I'm being suspicious, but hit me up if you think that Blue Hydrangea was the rightful winner of that season, because I don't think I've met anyone who thought that.
I don't think so. And I hate to be such a cunt,
Ooh.
But yeah.
No, please don't joke about that.
Oh no, I said it. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I can't say cunty.
Stephanie?
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Well, I'm just taking the word back. That's all I'm doing. I'm just taking it, making it mine. That's what that is, right? Make
sure,
when you steal something,
yeah.
It's reclaiming the word when you steal it. So we're going Weatherball. They're making a whole look. It's sort of like an elemental theme. There's an air look. There's air, ice, and then the last one was
rain. Girl, what your memory, bitch. Like, girl. Fish oil or something. I don't know.
I'm just trying to forget that you're one of my best friends. I'm always trying, always trying
friend?
To forget.
We are co-workers.
But well, then great. Then I can file a complaint. Great. I would love. I would love
HR.
HR. So let's get into this. I mean, look, it's a lot of designing in this episode. There's a lot of, there's not a ton in the workroom that I can recall that was important. Can you? There's just a lot of like, I want to do good. I don't want to do good. Her garment
right.
looks like
well,
shit.
The thing is, you know, Raja was getting in her head about winning this challenge because she is the look queen and she like makes her own look. So she put herself on a higher pedestal. That
right.
was necessary, you know. We all know that like Raja does well when Raja has fun, and this one she didn't. It didn't feel like she was having fun, and that's
sure.
why she was caught in a certain way at the end when she was safe.
Sure, Raja and Isis. I don't know if they were done dirty. I think Isis was done dirty.
I think Isis was done dirty. Absolutely,
Isis
she can't keep winning every challenge.
No. They want to keep it up. I think it's probably only six episodes, right? Just like UK versus the world. It's only six episodes. So they want to like just keep the story as fresh and different as possible.
Yeah.
They don't want anyone to really repeat.
And they
want
to like spread out the wins.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. So it's anyone's game.
I mean, it does suck for Isis to like be the clear front runner and be safe.
Sure.
Well,
that's also weird though. Is there any chance she can win this season?
Yeah. But she has to keep placing in the top.
Mm-hmm. Because it would be great for her to get sent home. Like,
oh,
I think a big queen could go home next week. Like,
I think
time.
Victoria's going home next week.
Ooh, see, I think she's at the end. Also, from sheer guilt. Like, I think, first of all, she's doing well. But I also
she's
think
doing
from
well.
Sheer guilt, people are going to be like, I am not going to be the queen who sends home the only AFAB queen who has been constantly educating the children. Every week.
I don't know. I think you're being too nice about it. I think there's some ruthless bitches, especially if you're in the top of the game. I feel like Isis wouldn't blink sending Victoria home. I don't think I don't think Raja would think twice about that.
I don't know.
Rita would think twice about
that. I think she's at the end. I really do.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I think, and I'm not happy about this, I think Rita might be in the finals.
No, man.
I think she'll eke by.
I think so too, because this was their week to get rid of her.
Absolutely.
Like, this was it. So
absolutely.
They're gonna
absolutely.
And they did
and
it,
in the
which
comedy
was
challenge
mistake.
Next week, she's gonna do Safe or Well. She's gonna place on top.
Right.
She's pretty much, I think, secured to make it to the finals. I hope
that's
she does not win.
Terrible.
I don't
for
want
us.
Her to win.
No, Rita
cannot. Sorry.
Win. I'm not either. I don't get it. I don't get
it's
it.
It's just like, I don't know. The old maidenly type of drag is not really for me. You know, it might be other people's cup of tea, but
she said
the old maiden type drag.
I mean, she
just
said those dresses were meant to be worn by someone beautiful. And if that's the case, she should have put it back on the rack because she was unqualified to wear that dress, if that's the case. And I think that Rita is just a disgrace to the humanity and drag queens who are fly, beautiful, gorgeous. Okay. Yeah, I am sick of Rita, and I'm getting the energy, like, this, when I was watching this episode, I was like, it just feels like, you know, when your dad, you like be hanging out and like your dad, like you're playing video games with your friends and mm-hmm. your dad comes in and is like, what video game are we playing? You're just like, oh no, dad's here. Like it is just like dad hanging out at the slumber party. I don't
or
like
just,
it.
Yeah. Or me at Steamworks.
Okay. There she is.
But look at everybody fucking. Hello, everyone.
Hey, everyone. How are we doing? Wait. I wish we could film this. What I wouldn't give for us to do a man on the street interview inside of the gay spa. Inside of the gay spa.
Can we? I think we should. That would be so funny.
I don't think anyone would sign off. If we blur everyone's faces and they're like, am I giving top or bottom energy?
Oh my God, we should do it. Just like outside, just go to West Hollywood.
Maybe.
We should. I think we should do it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Someone in the chat is turning 25. Someone in the chat.
I turned 25 today and he told me the corniest dad joke ever as a birthday present.
Work. Should we chirp and burp these many, 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 many runway looks?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's get into
When's Minx coming back? Well, I'm currently shooting season 2, so it's
coming
in March of 2023, I think. Don't hold me to it. But everyone, rewatch season 1. Get ready for Minx season 2, because it's going to be a good season. It's going to be a good season. Really fun
wait.
Stuff season 2.
There's more Oz. The rumor mill says there's more Ozzymo.
If you liked me in season 1, you'll love me in season 2. That's all I gotta say.
Wow. Okay. Work. This is, I'm very excited for that.
What's Minx? Oh no.
Minx is, the HBO show that our diva Oscar is on. She's a huge part of the cast.
Always chirping, never slurping, girl.
Get into it. Go watch Minx on HBO, HBO Max, wherever you get fine HBOs.
Yes, HBO Max, Minx. I'm a series regular on the show. Hair toss. Check it out. Anyway, let's chirp and burp these looks.
And really quick, before we start these looks, reminder that if you have coins, you can send them our way. If you're bored, throw us a coin on Venmo. Me at Mono Agapian.
And me at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
That part. So, Vanity.
We'll have to see.
Let's see. Vanity Millarnt starts this air ball. I like
yes.
this.
This was great. This was a chirp. Chirp.
Oh, yeah. Canadians, educate me who Jeannie Baker is below in the chat.
Oh, I know who Jeannie Baker is, bitch. You
educate
stupid
me.
Hoe. Jeannie Baker is a fashion correspondent and is a huge, like, fashion mogul in Canada.
Oh, work.
Yeah. And I know it because I watched Canada's Next Top Model, and she was a prominent figure in that
show. Wow. Okay, work. Mm-hmm. Okay, work. She seems
Delightful. Yeah. Vanity, big chirp.
Huge chirp. The fan. Oh, it was cute. What the fuck?
Squirp, sorry. Squirping like a chirping like a
girl. Fish oil.
Sorry. Quiet.
It'll save your life.
And see, that's why you're the problem. You're joking about fish oil. And here's what I need you to know, okay? That is not your word, okay? That is misogynistic. That is a problem. Fish oil is
you
want to
feel fishy, girl? Sip some fish oil.
She said it. She said it. Killer. Hashtag cancel Oscar.
She's a killer.
Okay, ISIS killing us. ISIS killing us dead.
Rude.
Rude. I mean, rude. This is absolutely one of the best looks.
Again,
ever
rude,
seen.
Rude, rude, rude. Disrespectful.
Caca. Unbelievable.
This is too much. Why you gotta go so hard, ISIS?
She does go
so
hard.
She got the
hard.
Funds for it. I mean, she got the money. Yeah. She got the money for a whole new wardrobe, a whole new face.
Girl, they don't tax you in Canada. So she got all that money.
And I oop.
Unbelievable. Absolute
rude,
chirp.
Rude, rude. It's a caca for me.
Okay, Victoria Scone giving Fabio.
I mean,
I loved. And the long leg hair? Long leg hair. Long leg hair.
I this is drag, bitch.
Look how long that
this
fucking leg
is.
This
is drag, bitch. This
I
is
love
how
it.
You do drag. This is how you keep surprising us on Drag Race. This.
Reminded
by doing
me
this.
Of our bad Drag Race winner, KD Long Dong.
Very yes.
Good.
Yes.
Very good. Shout out. Chirp.
I mean,
chirp, chirp, chirp.
Who wasn't gagging at that moment? Oof.
It was fantastic. And yeah, and I gotta say, I guess we should say right now before I forget, I do love that Victoria Scone's like, yeah, because people seem to think drag kings could never exist in this format. So just want to remind everyone, drag kings would be great in this
honestly,
format.
Victoria is doing a lot of work. She's doing more work than she needs to do educating us all and
truly,
shutting us the hell up.
Which is why I think she'll be in the final.
Hopefully. I really like her. Also, I think she's hot as hell.
I also, yeah, I agree.
I have a huge crush on Victoria. My God.
She's a beautiful person.
She's hot. I don't care. She ain't beautiful. She's hot as hell.
I live. Yeah, I fucking love her. And I think Canada, how do I put this? Canada's Drag Race is a good place for her because they listen when the queens are educating them.
True.
Whereas I don't know.
Very true.
Some of the other formats, they don't listen. They're just like, oh, we don't care.
Like, could you imagine if this stunt was pulled in, I don't know, season 6 of Drag Race US?
I know. They would say, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? I'm telling the truth now. No, stop. Stop, Pearl. Stop the Pearl smash. No, 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 no. No, ma'am. Can you believe they put Pearl in the top 3 of season 7? I'm still triggered.
I can.
I'm still triggered.
That's a cursed season. That is the most cursed season.
I am still triggered that in the top 4, they said, you know what, Kennedy Davenport, you Olympic, unbelievable lip syncer, you're funny, you're beautiful. You've gagged us in all kinds of different ways.
You've eliminated Katya.
Yeah. You have to go home because Pearl is
better.
Beautiful. To quote Kennedy Davenport. Okay. I'm sick. Okay. Raja giving.
She's giving very Cruella vibes. Yes. You know, I wasn't living for this.
It's fine.
I wasn't living for it. I was very confused. I was like, the wig felt wrong to me. It felt like a 90s RuPaul look.
Mm.
But RuPaul ain't there. So why you suck, you know, why are you kissing ass?
It's still a soft chirp for me, but I agree. It's not, you don't look at it and go,
true.
Yes.
True, Mr. Mighty Mike. It's not purple, which I like.
I did like that.
Maybe that's my brain was sort of just like glitching there, being like, does not compute. Why is she not wearing the wig line? Thank you.
The wig line was a little suspicious. It was just a hair high.
It was just a hair, girl. They said,
"What are you saying? Just a kitchen sink high, what,
girl?"
What
that was Rihanna high. That was
you're so stupid.
That's a 5 head. That ain't a 4 head. That's a 5.
Yeah,
that's a 6 head actually.
It was high. I'll still give it a late chirp.
But first, silence, Ashley. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break.
Okay, here comes Rita Baga.
Next.
Silky.
Now this was hot.
This was awesome.
This, the walk, the, oh my, the confidence. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy that she didn't feel beautiful. She looks beautiful she's ever looked.
Really stunning. Her mug, the hair choice, the high with the waterfall.
It's so good. This is a look. I mean, it is so fucking amazing.
It's really good. It's gorgeous. The yellow. The draping on the shoulders, it's really gorgeous.
It looks
the
so
earrings.
Good. She looks so soft and beautiful. She does look like she's like having, she's about to have sex for the first time and excited about it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. She's, you know what she's giving me? She's giving me the first night of Beauty and the Beast's marital.
That part.
Belle's ready. Mm-hmm. Belle's ready to get rammed by mm-hmm. human beast. It's incredible. Chirp. Anita Wiglet, you know, not amazing.
Girl, again, the wig. I need a wiglet. Girl, you need wigs. You need better wigs.
She need,
I need a better
wig. She need a wig bunch. Yeah.
Not the flat ass. Oh no. The color scheme, the, oh.
I guess she's going for a burlesque look, but what the hell? Like, no, mama.
I will give it a burp.
Yeah, it's a burp.
Yeah, she does a lot of cold tones, too. She needs to warm it up a little bit. Enough of the dark lip.
And it doesn't
lip.
Look good for her, too.
Yeah, no.
I don't mind a dark lip, but what is the story she's telling here?
Let's go to Arctic Foxy.
Oh.
Arctic Foxy Lady.
Okay. Shut me up. Okay. This works. Yeah, this is a chirp. This is like a hot look.
It's hot. It is repetitive to something else she did, but it's absolutely a chirp.
Mm-hmm.
Love, fur,
cute.
Rich,
too similar
hair.
To her first look, I think. The yeah, judges were right
that's
about
That's literally
it.
What I just said. So.
But they said it better. Oh, and I said it better. fish oil. And yeah, it's a chirp.
Wow. Brooklyn. I mean, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Oh my God.
I hate it.
You hate?
I hate it. I hate it. I hate
you
how
hate,
good it
hate,
looks.
Hate?
Okay. I hate how good it looks. I hate yeah. it. I hate it. It's just rude at this point.
She won this episode.
Oh, God.
Come
I'm
on.
Just like, why is it perfect? Why did she elevate her game even more?
It's unusual. It's fashion. It's strange.
Matt Greene said burp.
Yeah, for me, it is a chirp. I think it's great, but
I don't like this lull, but the Matt.
Yeah.
First, not knowing I'm a minx. Second, just burping this look. What the hell?
Someone came to fight.
What?
I do like this. It's giving me Snow Goddess. It's
Leo?
Giving me...
I don't like it. Oh, my God. People
it's
don't like
giving...
it. This look is plain.
Oh, I liked it. It's
okay,
giving
no, no,
me...
No. Y'all, I love y'all. Y'all are wrong. This is
hot.
This is fashion.
Art, it's okay. Art can be misunderstood. She's giving Jacquelina Frostina and I live.
It's very Barbarella in the snow caps.
Yeah, I like it. I like the proportions, the little pearl dot snow moments. I mean, her details are always right. Victoria Stone!
This
was great.
This is the look. I think this is the best look on the runway.
It was incredible. Ice hair.
I mean...
candy glass she cracked. Love it.
The performance aspect of it and the look itself, 10 yeah. out of 10.
Amazing.
You cannot tell me this
Chirp.
Is not stunning.
Puffer. I mean, justice for... who did the puffer look in the first episode of Canada's Drag Race? And they were like, no thanks.
Oh, yeah. Was it Tainomi?
I think it was Anastasia Anarque.
Oh, it was Anastasia Anarque, yeah.
And they were like, no.
Which is like, well, no, that's actually iconic. Okay. Anyway.
Raja O'Hara.
Yeah, this was
good.
This was good.
She looks good. I mean, she really does look good. I guess it doesn't have a huge statement to it, sure.
Yeah.
But she looks good. I love the hair. I love the hips.
The hair looks good. The body looks right. It's a little, you know, I'm going to say it. I've come to expect perfection from Raja. And this wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The muff was the best piece here. And I'm like, okay.
Wow. Again, trying to take over female words. Muff is not your word. Okay. If someone else who's female identifying wants to say muff, they can say it. But I don't want you to say that. Do you understand? I'm just trying to educate you.
Do you notice like 10 people just dropped from the chat after you said that?
I think it's because they knew Rita Baga was coming up next. What the fuck? What the fuck is she doing? You know what? It is, okay, coming down the runway in skis is funny. It is a funny thing. There's no denying. This is a funny thing. The look isn't great, but it is funny. And I literally will give it a chirp on the performance.
No, girl, it's a burp. It's a burp because you got to reveal something if you're wearing a coat, like they were saying.
I think it's funny to come down the runway in snowshoes. I think that's hilarious.
That's funny, but is it drag?
Yeah, drag can be funny.
No, it is. It is drag. It is drag. But is it good?
Every time you get in drag, I laugh.
Great. That was my intention.
Good, because it's hilarious. It's really
okay.
funny.
Because seeing you in drag makes you cry.
That's what I wanted.
Really?
I wanted to move you. I wanted to move people. So that's
yeah,
great.
You moved me to tears.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm inspiring. I'm very inspiring like that.
Mm-hmm. You're inspiring me to jump off a cliff.
Thank God. Thank God. How soon? Promise?
Meet you there.
Never loved ya. So, okay, Silky. Silky fucking us all up.
Come
on
now.
I love this.
Oh, it's just, wait, what? That's not Silky. Oh, there she is. Yes.
Yeah, the opening of the cape. I just wanted to get that. That was fucking cool.
Drag. This is classic. The drag. This is perfect. Drag.
Wow. Wow, wow. She really got some coins up in here.
She really did.
Yeah, I love it. Stunning. Oh. Stunning.
So good.
So good. So good. Big church.
Matthew Scott Montgomery. Hi, love.
Hey, MSM.
Hi, babe.
Don't. Oh, Pilky. No, we're not doing Pilk. Don't do this.
No. Why, Pilk?
Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
No.
Lindsay Fohan, get out of here.
No, no, no. Not no, Pilk. Ma'am. We ain't doing no Pilk here.
Okay, Anita Wiglet does look stunning in this one. This was gorgeous.
This is her best look.
Yeah.
Hands down. Now this. Now it's this good. Is good. Now this is good.
Done.
And like, this is where comedy works with glamour. This is, I think, what Anita wants to be. This is the heightened version of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's classic drag, but giving us comedy, giving us a character.
It's gorgeous. I think
it's great. It's actually good. It's
more of that. More of that. So now, mm-hmm. finally, the looks, Caught in the Rain Couture. Gulp. These are the looks they made. Uh-oh, gulp. Let's start with gulp, Vanity.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
Okay, it's a burp. We know this.
It's a burp. It's a burp. It's not finished. I mean, she tried it. Is it better than her rope look in her season? Yes.
Yeah.
But this ain't it, honey. This ain't it. We've seen tons of, like, hats as, you know, rain clouds looks on Drag Race before.
Yeah.
This is the worst of them all.
And... if you're going to do the Chun-Li crotch, commit to the Chun-Li crotch as opposed to...
What the fuck does that mean?
You know, the Chun-Li. The Chun-Li with the long piece in between your legs. Like, commit to that as opposed to it being like they said, like a bathing suit with the crotch ripped out.
Right, right. It is very party city, like Nikki just said. Yes.
Yeah, it was bad.
Arts and craftsy.
Mm-hmm. It's a burp.
Mm-hmm.
And then this comes on the fucking runway.
Rude.
Isis Couture.
Rude.
Giving the water people from Zelda. I forget their names.
Oh, she's a gamer.
Well, I don't know their names. I just know
she's
their
a gamer.
People. I just know they're water people.
Fish
That's all
oil,
I know.
Fish oil. Fish oil.
Fuck. This is incredible. And wow. And wow. Wow.
Now, this is it was arts and craftsy, I got to say, but it was done right.
Yeah, because if you look at the details, there's really cool details like the rope pushing down the hair,
Caught in the Rain,
finger yes. wave. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is yeah. That's high drag.
That is high drag.
High drag.
Victoria Scan giving Rosebud. Yeah, I liked it. It definitely. Was
I like
good.
It. I didn't love it. I didn't love it. I liked it. I didn't
yeah.
love it.
Agree. Like,
the
if they
wig
were fair,
is great, but don't you think the wig should have been bigger?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, it is a cool wig. It probably was really hard to make.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's cool. It's giving me a little Piranha Pete, which I live for, but was it? Did she deserve the top over Isis? Probably not.
No, but that second look was so fucking good. And that first
no, I mean,
look, too.
Her looks were good as a whole, but this one was, I guess, the least strong.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Okay, still a chirp, I guess. Raja. I like that Raja's experimenting.
I gotta say, this to me is my favorite look.
Really? Okay.
I think it's my favorite look. I think this is like pure fashion. It's not like a literal interpretation of getting caught in the rain, but she is giving us like a really chic rain dress, raincoat dress.
Yeah.
That's like just fashion. And the wig is right. I mean, it's all correct.
I agree. It was just plain. Oh no. What the hell? Okay. She's going to come back in. I lost her. Wow. I lost her. Damn. Well, looks like Ozimo packed her wig and went home. Shit. And I oop. We'll see if she comes back. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and talk by myself. Oh, she's back. Okay, she's back. Oh, shit. Wow.
Wow, looks like someone forgot to pay Spectrum. Someone forgot to pay Spectrum?
Excuse me?
Did you forget to pay Spectrum?
Cricket girl, Cricket.
Cricket, okay, yeah, yeah.
They forgot
to plug it in. It's Cricket.
Yeah, I said, hello. I said,
so this is, I agree. This is like so gorgeous. It's almost too gorgeous and subtle to be fully appreciated on this drag runway. But I agree. It's a chirp.
It's beautiful. I'm a chirp it.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Don't. Please don't. Please don't. Don't.
Not even one positive?
She's wearing shoes. Okay. Silky!
Yes. Okay.
Silky, I love
stomping down the runway. This is so hot.
This is so cool.
The wig, the boots.
I mean,
was a little nervous for Silky. I was like, oh, you trying to make boots?
Love it. The draping, the Perfect. Yellow kind of accents, it all works and mm-hmm. it looks expensive.
Yeah.
And that material looks like it was really hard to work with.
It's a strong reference. It's like, yes, I know exactly what the reference is. Like, I know what kind of girl she is. Like,
yes.
This is true fashion. This is fashion for a market.
She's yeah.
thinking long-term here.
And again, I'm going to say the fact that she makes so many interesting silhouettes.
Yeah.
Like, they're all different silhouettes. She's incredible.
With a really hard fabric, too, to make.
Oh, yeah. It's like a shower curtain.
Mm-hmm.
I need to wiggle it. Yeah. She tried.
You know, I will say this looks better than Rita Baga's promo look in Canada versus the World.
Yeah.
And you can't say no.
No, yeah, sure.
Because it's the truth.
Sure, no. I mean, you know, we're comparing like fine against okay. So, yeah, I believe you. So, we got our top two. I think they called them safe just to gag them because they were building the whole storyline of, oh my God, Raja and Isis win design challenges and they're safe this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was shocked.
Shocking.
I was shocked.
I was here for Victoria and Silky being in the top.
Yes, yeah, same. How exciting. Oh, because we get to see them lip sync now.
Yes, they confer with the girls. Oh my God, Silky's finger. They confer with the girls. Oh my God.
She won it before the fucking lip sync started.
It's so funny that our first meeting of Silky's lip sync was No Scrubs, and now she's really proven everyone wrong. That
she's the glow up is very real with Silky.
Yeah. She's amazing. And she looked incredible.
The glow up is very real, yeah.
I like both of these looks, and I think they both did well. I think they both Silky did well.
Silky just had, she just, like, the song was for Silky. She just ate, she really devoured that.
The and Deborah Cox.
Old school drag performance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just, oh, like, this is what I want. That was hot. Victoria really tried her best. I was nervous. I was like, please, Victoria, don't get another injury. Please don't hurt yourself again. But it didn't look like she did.
She did the split twice, so we'll see next week.
She did. She did.
She's looking like Diabetes Mom.
Victoria,
that is rude.
That is
and very funny.
Accurate, though. Accurate.
That is so funny.
Very accurate.
I have to also, I mean, obviously, this is also the lip sync where BB ripped her wig off in All Stars 3.
And I'm glad that there were no wigs being taken off at all.
I'll never forget that moment. That was the moment BB was going to send home Trixie Mattel, but she didn't because she took her wig off for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Weird moments. And of course, Silky does the nice thing and sends home Anita, who had the least strong record.
Fair.
That is fair.
That is fair.
You could argue it's time to make a messier move, but I also don't think Rita's a real threat. So
I think she is. This, like we said earlier, this was hers
to lose. This was the episode you get rid of Rita Baga.
Mm-hmm.
The Canadian judges love Rita Baga. Comedy challenges, acting challenges are coming up. She's going to dominate those.
But God,
and then what we're going to start seeing is we're going to start seeing queens like Vanity go home. You think she's going to be funny in the comedy challenge?
No, she won't. But
you think she's going to be funny?
No.
You think she can act?
Stop it. You're scaring me.
Girl.
You're scaring me.
Out there. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's what scares me. That's what I don't like. It's like,
if Vanity goes home next week,
get rid of Rita.
I will be very mad. I will be very upset and mad.
So will the world.
Damn.
But honestly, well, here's the thing that I'm living for this season of Canada versus the World is that, you know, I wasn't excited about the cast at all. I was very confused. But now I'm like, I'm sort of living for, it's exactly what All Star 6 did for me, where I was like, I'm not really crazy about any of these queens coming back for All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And All Star 6 is one of my favorite All Star seasons. And now this is doing this. I'm like really excited because like, I don't know what Vanity's going to do. I don't know what Victoria's going to do.
Put it out there. I think the story is Silky or Raja getting their deserved crown. I think that's the story we're going towards.
Or Isis wins the second time.
No, I think that's too weird. I mean,
It's never happened before.
It would be
unless,
a new story.
Yeah, I guess Jinx is the exception, but.
Right. Yeah, you make a good point. That could be an interesting story. And I mean, it's kind of undeniable she'll be in the end unless she's not funny and they kill her.
But the judges love her though.
And she's pretty funny.
I think Isis isn't, you know what? Isis is going to be in the finals because she's there to have fun. She's not there to prove a point to win. She feels so relaxed, so calm. If there's ever like a singing challenge where she has to sing live, she's in trouble.
Right. But like BB in All Stars 3, it could very well be like, you're at the final, but you're not winning. Like that was the whole thing. It's like,
okay.
We're not going to embarrass you by sending you home before that. But who knows?
We'll see. She has been eating it up.
She has.
Competition.
She's been munching and crunching.
She's
all
been
over.
Soaking what up? The wins, the crown.
Ozzy, before we go, tell us where the girls can support you.
Well, you can start by following me on Instagram and Twitter for as long as it's there.
That part.
OZZYMO. And then also, if you feel inclined to give me some coins, Ozzymo on Venmo. Where can people follow you, Mono?
At my name, Mono Agapian on the socials, and at Drag Her Podcast right here on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And go catch the finale of Podcast Kill the Video Star.
That's true.
We are rounding the river bend. We're about to be done with this amazing journey. So go catch the final two episodes.
That's right. Oh, this is a good question. Any idea, thoughts on what country is next to host?
Oh, God. No, Down Under. No.
No.
Sending the girls to Down Under is like sending your children to your drunk uncle's house.
I mean, it's like, the only.
Don't do it.
And you also can't. Incredibly racist and homophobic.
Wow!
I think Down Under is like the logical next choice. However, I would love to see España versus the world. Like, let's incorporate these non-English speaking countries into the mix, please.
That would be good. But you know, rumors of Spain All-Stars. I hear those rumors.
That part. I mean, I would love that. Philippines versus the world. You know, they speak English there.
They do.
That'd be great.
My God. And Drag Den. Whatever. There's so much happening right now.
Drag Den, yeah. There you go. So for my money, I would love to see Philippines versus the world as the next season. That's not going to happen, but I would love for it to be done.
I would love that. That would be so good. Mm-hmm. Why not? That would be so good. And then we get some Thailand girls there because, hello, they can fucking get there.
Get there. Yes, exactly.
Amazing.
What if it's like U.S. versus the world? That'd be so corny. I don't know. I'd be like, ugh, okay.
It's possible.
That might be the next one. U.S. versus the world.
I don't know why we had two internationals this year. It's like already took something that I think.
I think it's because they want to wash the bad taste of U.K. versus the world. It was so nasty.
Damn. Nasty.
It was.
It was. It was like a cute, it was a cute experiment, failed miserably with UK versus the world.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
I kind of liked it, but I kind of hated it too.
Right.
It was weird.
So did everyone. I loved it until I hated it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it got just sad. Okay, reminder that if you have any extra coins, throw them at us at Manu Agapian and at Ozzymo on Venmo. Ah, go give us $5.
If everyone gave us $1.
Oh my God, that would be hot.
Just $1.
Just $1. $1.
I'd be able to eat dinner tonight.
Can save Ozzymo from making more fashion crimes. Ooh. It can prevent him from making crazy choices with his clothing. So please, give today.
What you mean?
Okay, I thought I knew what I was going to say, but I wasn't expecting that voicemail message to be so funny. And now I'm a little bit shook, but I'm going to try to pull it together. Hi, Mono. Hi, special guest. I just finished the finale of season 4 of Drag Race UK, and I have quick thoughts. First of all, finale eleganza, grand finale eleganza. I'm sorry. What was Danny Beard wearing? That looked like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to get into it, but like, what was Danny Beard wearing? I needed more from that. Cheddar absolutely slayed with that look. And I'm going to tell you the exact moment that Cheddar won that lip sync was when she took her tights off and had the same alien purple scaly makeup on her thighs and on her legs. I'm sorry, what? That was literally the moment she won the lip sync. Anyways, I'm a little bit confused. I'm happy Danny won too, because Danny obviously deserved to win, but I thought Cheddar won that lip sync. Faux show, faux show. Anyways, love your podcast so much. I will be calling this number literally weekly now, so get ready for that. Bye-bye.
Ooh. Damn, girl. You really didn't have to do all that. You know, you bring up an excellent point. Yes. I also thought that I really did think Cheddar won that final lip sync. I get it. I think Danny Beard's dress was a little short for my taste. I do think also, like, some people did not live for it, but I think Cheddar elegantly and slowly peeling out of that dress, I thought that was a gag. I thought that was really cool. I mean, come on. That's a crazy skill. We've seen all the hokey pokey bad reveals, and we see how it does not work when, you know, you're slowly Gia gunning in the back of the stage. She did it elegantly, quickly. I bought it. Having said that, Danny Beard, very deserving winner, and truly slayed every bit of that season, comedy and runway. So maybe they were going cumulative on that. Regardless, thank you so much for giving us your tea. And remember, you can give us your tea by continuing to give us calls here at the Drag Her Crisis Hotline at 305-814-3724. That's 305-814-DRAG.
What you say? Okay. Till next time, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.